This is from a longer poem, and it's called Chacon. And I guess the only prefatory remark I need to make is that Chacon is a form of music where any number of things can happen. But one of the things that can happen is it can move from major to minor key at any point in any way. Chacon. I guess you were always good at this sort of thing, thinking about the sort of person you are, whether received or not, riding over the horizon, staying close to the candles, not being a careerist spiritually, dreaming in fantastic billowy seraphs about the Vale of Tempe, whatever the mysterious. Actually, a good way to be in terms of the wider land of feeling. It's where you think you'll end up after the renovations, after the shocks, retired beside the third runway. That were a serious mastery of the lots outside the city walls. Impressive. Our dear little bunch. It was wonderful to have a trip down the Yangtze and pans of birds. The ink on your inner arm is a pie, after all, a cosy corner, nice with toast on Sunday morning. At the same time, the world is full of young boys with rockets on their backs, equity structures you can't think about, shrapnel around the substations. The African novel is a bony path to get through. Good people like to experiment, go to parties. Any number of experiences can be lethal. We saw that on Skype. Some of those in our network remain oblivious, it seems, still flashing their resumes, looking out over the cold expanse of the Zeppelin field, but not really seeing it, either closing out or starting a tab. Depends on your management skills. Their kitchens are all white. But there is always a forecast. I wonder, do they recognise the kinds of farewells? The poor will hail you in the street with their insights. We were always drawn in by the fragmentary, the middle lost, gone, for better or worse. And that's what we've come home to. It's one way to avoid an ending or the danger of thinking it's about what lies ahead. I'm seeing sand dunes stretching for miles, Sinatra's inbound summer wind. Now a really bad painting is hanging over all of us, just one big lobster claw emerging out of a palette of future retro greys. One of the many things out of control that get in the way of thinking about the now. Looking up in the distance, there are bale fires burning along the ridge, ash swirling, hawks rising on the thermals. It's the deserted back road leading into the capital. Let that be a lesson to you late in life. The sun sinks into the ocean at the rim, sizzling harmonies of yolky gold. A disc unsteadily within the frame, says Zara. Everyone says awesomely near. We're trying to figure out how to live closer to each other. It's just that day to day it's a cat's cradle. Career highlights are all very well, but the pronouns on the door, the fortune cookie, there should be a daily key. How's that defined in the urban dictionary? In Germany, it's choose. In the States, I'm good. Both are attractive approaches if we could get the timing right, but it feels like either a pontoon or a raft on Ararat. Normally, we live from city to city, where news of the family filters through from the distant village, uneventful cicada-droned afternoons, an apple is blown gently off a branch, the Lake of Constance ripples in skin. Cerulean mail is arriving by a Persian miniature with legendary value. A son in conflict with his father. This is sad because of the ritual gestures, but serious. Can you envisage pulling the dust sheet off a whole historical epoch, an extended family lunch party in the summery French forest, or looking down from the mezzanine on a crowd of dining friends? There's a proprietorial arm. Those are gods wrestling fiercely in a field. There's the birdman, who's like 20 years old. It's the best way to understand the present, figuring there is no such thing. Black plush defines some fleeting moments. She's a pastel streak. either hangs up or gets created. One question is whether it's going to be all in your head, or are you going out to meet the micro-genres of the world? There's one of those at every step, motoring out through the heads into the spray and swell. Actually, it's not even clear what you're doing. But that's because you can't be everyone. Sorry. Saturday night in Tübingen. Musicians in the bar, beats around their necks. Stefan and Christiane back from the island. Multiple lives in the windows of the French Quarter. A WhatsApp from Sylve. They're drinking Diablos, looking straight into the camera. See that my grave's kept clean, good for the mood. There's some hostility and agitation like anywhere, muzzle blasts and passing arrows. But once you realise how the edge of the page has been used to suggest the action of important events, the world feels much freer. Wow, one day our sentences are going to be as long and loopy as dreams. Maybe even with three dimensions. As strange as blue roans on the high prairie. In corners, people are having their secret conversations about how Charlemagne cut up a pound of silver, or whose garden runs down to the Neckar. Every single one a scenario blocked by complexity. Only the river hardly flows. Little moments very deep in the nerves. Emotion is an alternating current where you can find a response slurring across the strings, plus the fairy trumpets of 42nd Street. Wardrobes full of suns. The winter journey was across some of the islands of childhood, blanketed in snow, then backpacking over the Alps and down into the quiet, waiting villages. Incomprehensible families, ghost prints of previous tutors, changed love. No point in writing about it, at least not while you're young, although the experience would underlie every word for decades. Until the moon becomes your friend, the simple welcome consciousness, the tower of my sanity, my friends. Now we're all set, in a way. The dream is that all are called back at the end, except for yourself, of course, sinking back at the stillest hour, when breath fades into wax, arriving to learn the brutal news from where we imagined as a small town on the other side of the wall. Denial is an intake of breath. It is what it is. You might have stayed if you could, if you'd had the chance. The balance sunk forever. That was the last, the end of expression, the break-off. The shape that was is crossfading now. The spiral path of happiness has its distant recesses. But that thread has dwindled, even in the hands of a master. Those of us back on the rim of the world are carried on that eddy, sweeping around the rock like an arc of smudge, seeking back from colour to black and white, natural, civic, and unnatural. It's a fugitive memory. In the end, a pale wash of indigo, a snakeskin dress with a low back, a few rows of organised words, blueberries in Maine, for sure.